Okay. This is my beautiful audio assignment about the Pickwick Papers. First, I have a bit of information about Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens was an English writer born in 1812 and died in 1870. His novels and short stories were incredibly popular in the Victorian age and are today as well. He has been called a literary genius. His works include Oliver Twist and the legendary Christmas tale, A Christmas Carol. He was also a known critic of many parts of society, particularly social norms of politeness and self-restraint, despite the public awareness of the ridiculousness of it, which was also a common theme in many of his works. But yes, very famous and important author of the Victorian age. The Pickwick Papers was Charles Dickens' first novel. It tells the story of Samuel Pickwick, referred to as Mr. Pickwick in the story, who has started a club with some friends about going on adventures and reporting them and is so traveling and stuff together. In the excerpt I read, Mr. Pickwick finds himself in a famous inn that is supposedly extremely large and is known for being really big. He has seemingly been drinking alcohol, like he mentions, and nightcap quite frequently. Either way, he doesn't want to go to sleep, so he starts wandering the halls of this huge place and curiously investigates the many halls and passages. He finally becomes tired and goes to bed, but is wakened by a middle-aged lady in the room. He quickly figures out that he went into the wrong room and is very apologetic as the lady throws him out. Out in the hall, he then finds a friend who suspiciously leads him back to his room, thinking that something very different was going on when Mr. Pickwick stumbled out of a strange woman's room. The story is told through a third-person narrator, but still from Mr. Pickwick's point of view. Here's an example. The more stairs Mr. Pickwick went down, the more stairs there seemed to be descent. And again, when Mr. Pickwick got into some narrow passage and began to congratulate himself on having gained the ground floor, did another flight of stairs appear before his astonished eyes? Clearly, this is Mr. Pickwick's point of view, even though it's not a first-person narrator, so it's his story, but he doesn't narrate the story. Mr. Pickwick is described as a large but kind old man. He seems very naive to be stumbling around in this big inn and to jump into a lady's bed and have his friend help him out without suspecting that he would find it weird at all. Like in this quote, when he debates whether or not to go for a walk around the inn, it goes, "It is the best idea," said Mr. Pickwick to himself, smiling till he almost cracked the nightcap strings. "It is the best idea, my losing myself in this place and wandering around those staircases that I ever heard of." Obviously, it's not the best idea. So, yep, kind and innocent, but also naive. The other characters in the excerpt are less important. It is as though Mr. Pickwick's mind is kind of self-centered, like he seems a little bit absent to stuff going on around him. The maid is a really quick conversation. There's only four people that we really meet in this excerpt. There's the maid, and they just talk quick, and then there's this lady whose room he's in. And yeah, she's just like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Sorry." He's very apologetic for sure, but still takes the whole thing pretty lightly. And then his friend Sam is obviously casting hints and making it clear how he found it pretty weird, the whole situation, but he doesn't really see that. Mr. Pickwick doesn't really realize that this might seem pretty suspicious. There are some pretty clear, typical Victorian age symptoms in this text. First of all, there's the overly politeness, the fact that the friend doesn't just ask Mr. Pickwick, did you get drunk and sleep with a strange woman, but only thinks it and then doesn't say anything. And also a lot of Englishness. Mr. Pickwick refers to himself as a gentleman and considers himself very civilized, despite being really pretty boyish at heart. So, and then also there's the lack of strong female characters. Not in this little part of the story that I read. It's clearly the men who's running the world, and the women are just sort of there also. So, yep, that's pretty much what I have to say about the Pickwick Papers.